leopard. High on haunches with a full belly, I sit aloof, detached, displaced. The purity of sight and sound, fine-tuned to subtle sense, you might think me proud. But I am just an accessory, drained of executive power. A jeweled collar circles my neck, restrains the slightest impulse to lengthen limbs in live exertion. Flight is a weak fantasy, fight an old dream, like the metal aftertaste of fresh blood, the death embrace of chased down prey. Captured by indolence, I acquiesce to suffer the security of enduring sanctuary. I have changed my spots. Called Only. Willow shows its pussy toes and furs its edgy yellow over sedge banks clumped with heart's tongue. A year already. We'd have been shaking off winter, going on jaunts, friendly bickering, bargain hunting. You for shrubs and bedding plants, me for onion sets and seed potatoes, each coveting the finest peat compost. I'd have shared overwintered bulbs, bright narcissi and daffodils, disarmingly flagrant tulips, and hyacinths intent on exhaling their heady fragrance. Now, when I turn up to your house, though inhabited, the place feels dormant. No likely response much before midday. Around 20 plant pots and stone containers lie empty. Soft amours of ring-necked doves can be heard, but these days there is only one kind of birdseed.
Thank you, Judy. And now, can Patricia watch? Thank you, Rosie. This is called dog meat. Always a bastard, some remain so. Thank you. This cold snap recognizes its own. Convenient steps to salvation demonstrates. Public fact into administration over candlelight. Losing thought over coffee is paramount. Slagging tired, leaving late for the practice. Most falling at the first hurdle, climbing the caning. Buried under floorboards or even the patio. The elusive fair trial, cutting for beginners. Kind for pleasure in its innocent flesh. Brush like a teenager losing ground. Sardonic letters in the wrongful hands. Asking for ridicule is crude exercise. That knowing mere facts. Blindly stumbling into trouble. Bitter and powered passing over. Some life beyond death a painful trick. Making easier the existence of foreign terror. Grinding to a start, the flurry of a snow. 3 inches at last count, down to free fall. This cold refreshment cuts to anyone's innards. Knowing your positives, you can correct them. Fireside diatribes that erode the hubris. Coffee chopped, hardened truths abiding. Moving through this parish joke realised. Troll to incentive might just probably work. This is lead-free altercations. Asking for much by design, force majeure. Digging holes as required is gem picture. Reciting history to an unfeeling associate. Needle working upstairs, fanning out decorum. And occupation bleeding from pricked fingers. What happened to the wasted evenings? First bombing sensitivity of binary chats, phallic notebooks, selling for consideration, darkened under rain, its flurry self. Heart fold or misplaced teeth, merry along. This cold that right is following can't be defeated. Give away a racket of what happened last night, days in last night. Interrogation besides. Eyeball to eyeball under cover of the afternoon. Hands held in occupation and brought drink. Voice of some generation in now one's own. Cross barrier and culture to exacerbate stain. This meretricious creations deserve better. An unnecessary cover version scream like the dead. Token female figurine appear on spec. Falsely recognizing someone, a boy face. This now perennial joke lays it smooth now. To pass the time and no otherwise the inkling. Friends of the deceased, deceased as want. Not being touched is a heterophobic exercise. Thank you.
Thank you, Tricia. And now we will have Jarvis Clark.
Central Library and an encounter with the unwitting. Billy stood in splendid blue-green tweeds in the library overlooking the square. I quarried commentaries in a dim recess. He addressed the librarian in a loud voice on anything that took his fancy. Edward Longford was suited when he was eaten. Seemed to arise naturally in their conversation. A layer of dust settled unnoticed. Glancing at the shelves, he espied Goodyear, Shelpark Boo, and a pine, an unfortunate name for an archbishop. His own books, carried on the title page, translated from the French by the Earl of Wicklow, appropriate devoirs of a hard-up peer. The green rectangle beyond the windows, once an oasis for keyholders, then belonged to the Archbishop. On the plans for the proposed cathedral, sandy brown parvenus faced Minster Lawn and the National Gallery of Ireland.
Thank you, Charles. And now we will have Cedric Picon.
So it's essentially things that I've written in the past, but they only started to make sense recently. First one is collection of very short ones under the theme of fade love. There is an indefinite moment that separates life, death and life, just as fickle is also the intent that turns the real into a lie. Moving, the lovely red cushion splits. Some lying bed for the truth is what those caliph are. What are those caliph bits? Two. With my hand in her mane, I comb the feathers of the chick. The last one of them that I pick reveals the monster with an angel's name. Three. Oh. Wanna play who's hardest? I'll be your pet frog. I'll be right where you drop me. No magic, no petty trick. Coming back hard when you throw me. Four. As she speaks, she hits the nail on the head. I hit the hammer with hers and flee the scene. Hoping that later I will not have to explain to an officer where I've been. The second one is inspired by a person that I've met, and he was the inspiration for a character that I which I created and I've started to write and read about here. But in fact, this piece is pretty old. It's about 5 years old now. Confession of an Old Soul. For a long time, I've been here. I do not know my purpose, and of my awaiting fate, I have no hint. If this goes on, I'm stuck, I fear. My mission is double. My experience remains incomplete. Neither a champion or a reject. I was born gifted to will, to protect the very realm with which I compete. I bore names, sorcerer, medium, psychic. I'm not like you, but I'm a man, not an angel, not a demon, not human. Until I have fulfilled my duty, I cannot be sick. For a long time, I've been here. Should I leave, I would still return. As long as one of you remains helpless, the fire of my life will light and burn. My presence is not a threat or an error. I'm a spirit. I am the witch doctor.
Now we will have the artist formerly known as Philip Spillane.
Thank you. So this poem was originally made from a 5-word challenge, and one of the words was spiders, and I wanted to get an alternative word for spider, which was supposed to be arachne, but I made up a word called acrophilia. I thought afterwards, like, that's not really the word I'm thinking of, that's not really it. I couldn't remember the word arachnic. And when I came home afterwards, it was like, ah, it's arachnic, not acrophilia. Well, what does acrophilia mean? Well, it's actually a word. I don't know how I came up with it, or how I ended up coincidentally writing it down. So it might sound recognizable. Acrophobia means afraid of heights. Acrophilia is sexually excited by heights, the extreme opposite. It actually works for the poem, so I left it in there. And it's called Spider's Industrial Age. Spiders could go to the moon, how would they do it? Oh, it has happened before. Spiders' industrial age. To reach the moon, the spiders rove in rain clouds into tree motorways that are lighter than air, dark as coal and inky like rubbish bags, a puffed up collection of fibered webs that umbrella the sky pitch black. As these arachnids were acrophiliae, so they built layers and layers and layers and layers and layers and layers of cloudy layered heavens. Stories and stories and stories and stories and stories. So the earth was an expanding cotton bowl with scaffolds of stormy clouds that quaked in thunder and in anger, jointed by Ethernet braided ladders that those scampers scampered up, 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 till they came to the see-through barrier, the zone between sky and space, which those hungry for height spiders could not bypass. So from the topmost floor, all the clouds burst like balloons. An oil-black rain fell in bucket loads. It was a climate change, a crash in an industrial age. Clouds go black to remember. The moon goes black and spiders stay black. People dig up black chanting stones. People spill black into the night or into the sea to commemorate or so those spiders say so. Very, very short. Why not? Secret. As fragile as a helicopter seed, a soft white albino moth dances its own silent motor and can't decide to land on the ear's helix or the skin behind, or fly into the drum and kiss a whisper of ah. Thanks.
Creighton, I believe she went to get something from the car, but she hasn't been out yet, has she? Okay, so we'll go on with Kieran McCarthy.
Happy birthday, Kieran.
Actually, not for another hour or so. Thanks anyway for the sentiment. Appreciate it. And just yeah, on that note, a lot of people come over here, came and supported the show that was running on the last 2 weeks, and we really like to show big love for all the support that we got from this room. Phil came to see it twice. just thank you for that. And just kind of on that note, I'm going to say this one because it's also kind of nice. This one's called The Strive, and it's kind of encapsulates the ideal of what we produced that play. What good is it to see, if not to see and share the content of your vision? Do not encrypt like a prism the beauty found within. Why waste words on walls of long and winding halls, on bars, rant at drinking glasses, while losing the ear of the thinking masses, or bow down to and hide behind the perceived promises of the blind, anxious to paint a picture perceived by a phantom critic as the truth? Why waste words on walls of long and winding... I'm sorry, that was it. Why warp your ideals to suit a system that has failed you? For when every free man kneels, what becomes of the new? And capture original thought that can't be sold nor bought, but is fastened to by weariness and fear, a comfortable acceptance that deadens the ear to the faint sound of hope, in the clear articulation of a pure and perfect vision present in every person, but persecuted by its master for conformity forms faster, and they say that isn't what we were sent here to achieve, or that isn't what they told us to believe. But what means it to do well when we expect so much less of ourselves? The beauty in the prism, like the beauty in your vision, needs a light to shine, and none brighter than yours, so divine. When someone silence aches at your pride, listen to that calling deep inside, for without that strive, are we even alive? Know that I am new to this, that I am just about here, as much as I'm not going anywhere but everywhere, as silent as two loud things hitting a wall of fluff, as loud as a marshmallow cracking in fire, sparking eyes darting, seeking validation on two hands parting, clashing back against each other, swinging away, gathering force, clashing back, swinging away, once more in applause. I have myself to give you, that thing that is described as me as can be presented. I am here as long as you talk about. Oh, keep me in your thoughts. I am lost by the dawn, absent and forgotten. I am only just about here. I move to the rhythm of my want. I am received by a host of changing tones. I take encouragement, oil for the motor. I'm a floater in the game of sink or swim, asking me to get a stable job when I know nothing about horses. I am thin of expectation. I trust whim until it sees me, it afflicts. Two fingers click, click, sounds the same. I pick up sticks in the hope of seeing flame. Thank you.
Thank you, Kieran. And now we have Max Creedon.
I hear the poetry in it, and I was quite inspired by your readings. And I'm going to just do a little medley of my own brain in response. And I'm going to start with two darky things, and I'm just writing literally. I was hoping I'd finish, but anyway, I'll do what I can. The last one will be cheesy, sweet song to warm it up. I think if I can do it to these kids.
Grooming me with those love tunes you see, those cobra eyes can hypnotize. You suck them in with all those tears you spend on that water pretty life within. You trusted me, you cared for me, and made the whole world seem brand new. And now you stole that precious thing, you stole that. How I hate to be safe by scented power, not of off-tarny roses, but soft orange blossom flowers. And when you said you loved me, you arrest me with a smile. And just when you think you've had enough, you could have only got me for another while. When your heart is powder black and blue, you will match his mood. In a twin ward for two, you will find the inner child in you, in a pair of little children matched in middle age size two. And for the sweeter things in life, sweet, okay, sweet peas you brought to me on an aromatic day. An orange blossom filled the air of the gardens when you came. Nestled in the roses basket, Graham brought me myrrh, and golden frankincense in her scented golden hair. And Robert brought the azure sea in his bright blue eyes, that held my gaze and seemed to sing a mother's song of sighs, saying, welcome to this brand new world that loving you will bring. In orange blossom time they came to sing a song for me of spring in Jamili time. I'll sing a maywals in time.
Do you like that note? That's enough. It's a nice sweet finish.
Get down, boy, war and cower, lie down, boy, feel my power. Sun arise and morning speaks of open skies and warm, fluffy clouds sail by. I start awaken, realize, still scared and lousy, the same specter haunts me inside. Get down, boy, lower and cower, lie down, boy, feel my power. I heard the news, they said you died, and yet I cried, I don't know why, I don't feel satisfied. I open doors and windows too, I love the light, I love the view, but you won't let me fly. Lie down, boy, lower and cower, get down, boy, feel my power.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks, everybody, for taking part, especially Moya Roddy and Pete Molyneux.